be great politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America, a.k.a. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines if you dare to join us. Yes, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let me hit you on what we'll be talking about for the next couple hours. We're going to mix a little social humor with some NFL, some Major League Baseball, boxing night, Andre Ward in action across the pond in Oakland, California. Donald Trump, what would a week be without kicking dirt in Donald Trump? Say straight up, we'll kick some dirt at Hillary Clinton as well. But the NFL, UFC, boxing, baseball, some golf, soccer studs in the news, you name it. We got it happening here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll talk boxing headlines, UFC headlines, sports headlines, but we'll talk about what you want to talk about if you join us for the toll-free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. 2 hours of fun, social humor, and, of course, sports talk right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, this is Johnny Talking to the All-Stars live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Sports date, August 7, 2016. The Rio Games, better known as the Feces Follies, are often rocking and rolling. Of course, as Olympic icon Michael Phelps, Mr. Gold Medal himself, the guy that Ronda Rousey calls a dick, and she should know, believe me. Phelps has said he's never competed in a clean tournament, ever, in his entire life. Wow, think about that. Is Phelps trying to snag an excuse in case he gets beat, you know, like Donald Trump at the rigged election? Speaking of rigged, wow, in the Hall of Fame, he deserves to be there. I'm talking about Brett Favre, of course, back in the NFL Hall of Fame, back in Canton, Ohio. Inducted, deserves it, no doubt about it. Number 7, of course, with the number 4 with the Green Bay Packers for, what, 16 years? Hall of Famer, no doubt about it, but those drug issues he had, 15 Vicodins when he could have been smoking weed, but if he'd smoked weed, he went to jail, got kicked out of the league. Is that cool? Probably not. Hey, speaking of 40-year-old quarterbacks, how about Tony Romo? Looking like bowling ball fat. In other words, he's mailing it in, baby. And speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, they got a lot of trouble right now. Think about this. Besides Romo being fat as a pig, and I mean fat as a pig, walking around waddling, Ezekiel Elliott, of course, at the center of that big domestic violence case in Columbus, Ohio, with that framed ex-girlfriend. Yeah, I think it's a frame, but the bottom line is the investigators haven't got to the bottom of it yet, and Ezekiel Elliott is still at the center of this big investigation regarding domestic violence. Of course, there's been three other players suspended for flunking drug tests in the Dallas Cowboys. Man, not a good year for Jerry Jones and company. Speaking of drugs, Snoop Doggy Dogg had to postpone his concert last night in Camden, New Jersey. Get this, halfway through the concert, a railing fell over and some 50 people fell 50 feet onto the concrete floor. Well, guess what? Now Snoop Doggy Dogg can sample his brand new medical marijuana brand of Snoop Doggy Dogg weed. That's right. Snoop Doggy Dogg joins both comedian Tommy Chong and the late Bob Marley, and their medical marijuana brands that are hot as hell in California. We've got the best out here. Back to the D.C. Follies. How about the AKA 2016 Olympics in Brazil? The only thing you say about the Olympics is that the International Boxing Olympic Committee is not FIFA, and FIFA is not the International Olympic Committee. Straight up, the Zika virus, rocking and rolling in Rio. I guess this is one instance where a little head is not a good thing. Straight up, soccer stud Cristiano Ronaldo down in Miami this week, showing off those abs, baby, showing off those abs and his new girlfriend. I'm talking about Cassandra Davis of Instagram fame. Man, she's a hot chick, and guess what? He's got the right training partner. Now, most of you know, I spent 8 years with the SAPD, and I'm very pro-cop. You know that, right? But an 18-year-old kid that stole a car in Chicago was shot in the back by a policeman who turned off his body cam before he shot the kid. In other words, he's chasing the kid, and then the body cam goes off, and the kid ends up being dead, shot in the back. And guess what? That wasn't the most disturbing thing. Afterwards, one of the cops kicked the guy who was handcuffed and lifeless on the ground. Another one called him an MF, and then one guy said to him, "Hey, let's do the high five." Ooh, is that a coincidence? In Chicago? Perhaps. Behold, the dirty games down there in Brazil are not the real gauge. That's not what everybody's scared of. I'm not talking about the doo-doo in the water. It's not doo-doo in the water. No, no. It's a dirty bomb. Everybody's freaking about a dirty bomb. In other words, if a dirty bomb goes off in the Olympics, man, yikes, right? Major terrorist. Draymond Green, speaking of a terrorist, not really. Anyway, Draymond Green, of course, 2016, has not been his year, per se. Lost in Game 7 of the NBA Finals to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, of course. He was arrested for assault in his hometown a few weeks ago, copped a plea, did something like that. And then last week, put a picture of his pecker up on social media. What is this guy? He really is a dickhead, huh? Speaking of dickheads, how about Alex Rodriguez? Remember I told you about 3 or 4 months ago this would be Alex's last year and that Alex would mail it in? Alex was saying, no more, no mas, I can't handle it. He's not going to ride the bench, folks. He's got too much ego. I don't care how much money is involved. Alex Rodriguez will not ride the bench. Will he retire from baseball? If you can get somebody else to pay him that kind of money, he won't. But the bottom line is it looks like he will be released at the end of the year, of course, by the New York Yankees. The Yankees not doing that well this year. Why? They don't have this Ryan Brenner mentality anymore. George went out there and he paid for guys. I mean, he bought teams. When you buy teams, a lot of times good things happen. Unless you're like the San Diego Padres or the California Angels and you buy teams for those guys. And not the Midas touch, more like the Sidham's touch. You know, the Midas touch is when you touch everything and it turns to gold. The Sidham's touch is everything you turn turns to spit with an H. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Guess what? Anything goes, but not in the case of the Oakland Athletics locker room, folks. I'm kidding you not. Of course, this week, a hidden camera was found in a box in the weight room. Of course, guys are rehabbing in the weight room, you know, kicking back, talking bad about the manager, things like that. Just doing their thing, baby. Just doing their thing. Just lifting a little weights, having some fun. Well, the conditioning coach, I think his name is Mike Henriquez. Yeah, Mike Henriquez. He said he hit, put the camera in there because he didn't want his guys jiving around. Because he's on the road with the team, right? So he's got these guys that are rehabbing, you know, at home, making millions of dollars, kicking back in the locker room, talking bad about the manager, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the camera wasn't cool. That busted like a lot of union rules. The union's like pissed off. The Major League Baseball Association is like, well, Players Association is going through the roof. And needless to say, Billy Bean, Mr. Executive himself, well, the guy that always comes in second or third but never first. But guess what? He's going absolutely berserk, man. I mean, he's going berserk. He's saying that Henriquez should be fired, and then the team owners are coming out saying, yeah, they're backing Henriquez. So it's Billy Bean on one side, the team owners on another, and the players on another. So the bottom line is, will Henriquez make the 2016 season? Probably not. He's going to get fired. Come on. You hide a camera on you guys. The guys could have been there doing all kinds of crazy stuff, maybe playing with themselves. Who knows what they could be doing in the weight room, okay? You think you want that on tape? Is that cool? No, that's not cool, Mr. Henriquez. Find another job. Double standards. I'm talking about the NFL, folks. Of course, guys have gone out and, you know, committed murder with DUIs. Didn't Ray Lewis stab some guy when he was, you know, playing with the NFL? And of course, he got off on that one. No big thing there, even though he was drunk and at a nightclub, alcohol involved. No big thing. But Ray Rice, remember him? The guy that clocked his girlfriend in that elevator, the girlfriend with the bad jaw, the glass jaw, she hit the deck. The bottom line was, yeah, he did it, but he copped to it. He came out and he copped to it. I mean, he owned it from day one. Ray Rice owned this from day one, but yet Ray Rice is still being mucked with. They won't let Ray Rice play football. Why? He's been blackballed. Domestic violence? Come on. I understand it's an ugly stigma, okay? But the guy did his time. I mean, Michael Vick went out there and slaughtered all kinds of animals, electrocuted a dog, drowned another dog. I mean, he did all kinds of horrible things to animals. I mean, living creatures, okay? And guess what? Nobody died when Mr. Rice knocked the old lady down. I mean, they got married afterwards, so obviously they have a pretty good relationship. They got married afterwards, but still, Ray Rice, 2 years later, 3 years later, still not part of the NFL. I guess he's owned up to it, but it's not enough for the NFL. Speaking of the NFL, preseason tickets are off and rocking and rolling. Of course, the Hall of Fame game later today featuring the Packers and the Colts. Of course, Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Speaking of Green Bay, gotta go back to that, man. Brett Favre taking 15 Vikings a day. No, 15 Vikings at a time, sometimes 45 in a day. Wow. Every 8 hours, 15 Vikings. That's a lot of codeine. Straight up, it's been 22 years since the Rams played a game in Los Angeles. Their first game, August the 13th. Way to go, 8 p.m. in the East, straight up, 5 o'clock out here on the West Coast. I got to tell you, I'm excited about the Rams coming back to Inglewood, California. Hey, football back in the hood in Los Angeles. If you've never been to Inglewood Forum, you've never been to Inglewood, California, you don't know what it's like when the rich collide with the poor. You got the brothers driving cars and parking cars across the street and running private parking lots across from the Forum, straight up. It is a experience. I just tell you, Inglewood, California, definitely an experience, no doubt about it. Straight thing. Best thing I can say about, well, let's go back to this. Often injured Robert Griffin comes back this week, of course. Cleveland Browns are hoping he can heal. And then the last few games, of course, they lost Johnny Manziel. Actually, they gave up on Johnny Manziel. Speaking of Johnny Manziel, he should give up on himself. You know why? He said he was going straight, but he ain't going straight. He's been drinking shots this week, man. He got caught on camera. Johnny, don't do things in front of the camera. Are you a buffoon or what? What am I asking? He is a buffoon. Anyway, tickle me pink. What I think, newly acquired Houston, Texas quarterback, I'm talking about Brock Osweiler, of course, from the Denver Broncos, is going to have a banner year. I'm looking for him a banner year. Speaking of the Denver Broncos, the world champion Denver Broncos, opening up Friday night, 8 p.m. in the East in the Chicago, at Chicago Bears, the Chicago Bears and the Broncos opening up there. Of course, those are the world champions. Today, in sports history, Walter Johnson wins his first game of 4-16 wins. That's right, 7-2 over Cleveland back in 1907. I kid you not. And in 1938, Leo DeRocha,
the guy that used to talk like this, he was a baseball manager, baby. He was a baseball manager.
He hits a 2,000 Dodger home run on this date in 1938. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am hip. You're tuned to the Johnny Taco Show. Johnny talking to his all-stars on the other side of the break. I'll bring in the all-stars. I'll talk about Zach Attack Young, and the incredible Dominic Cadwalderman is live on Sports Byline. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Talking NFL, baseball, UFC, boxing, tiddlywinks, nude women's wrestling, Scott Cuddy getting a raise. Oh, all kinds of things to talk about here on the Sports Byline broadcast. Until next time, check it out. We're Sports Byline live from San Francisco.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
26 minutes past hour. Welcome to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. Time to bring in the crew. Of course, Johnny Taco is not complete without his all-star. Straight up from the backseat of his Pontiac Ferrero, 1984 Pontiac Ferrero, and somewhere in Southern California, Zach Attack Young. Zach, how's life?
Oh, it's good. I mean, as me and Dom were talking about earlier, I can escape from the fires in this. You know, I got this mobile home, so the fires that are going on down here, I can just get away from really easily.
Speaking of the great Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez... My contractual obligation to play his music before I introduce the great one. Cadwallader, sir, how are you?
Even better than Zach is.
Wow, straight up, let's talk sports. What's happening in the world of sports? I'll go to you first, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. NFL, what's happening in the NFL?
Yeah, the NFL, I think this past week has really been the end of the holdouts. We've seen DeAndre Hopkins end his one-day holdout. That was arguably the worst holdout in the history of the NFL. And Ryan Fitzpatrick ended his seven-month holdout, and the Jets finally have their quarterback. So I think those are probably two of the headlines. You mentioned Rolando McClain. He's getting suspended again for the Cowboys after testing for that purple drink. So, and also, two other guys got reinstated in the past week. Anthony Davis, he's coming back to the Niners on the offensive line after retiring a couple years ago. And Josh Gordon, a guy who's dealt with substance abuse problems in the past, he actually got reinstated. He's going to be suspended the first four games, but he's back in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns.
I was at a park yesterday walking my dog in San Leandro, California, and I watched some guys drinking, mixing pharmaceutical cough syrup with that grape drink that you're talking about. And, of course, Phil Anselmo, the former lead singer of Pantera, the nasty rock band of the 90s, that hard rock band. I was his partner there for a while on a couple of stops in the tour. And he drank that stuff as well. It's the most addictive thing I've ever seen in my life, man. You wouldn't believe the state that puts the condition that puts people in. If you're taking that stuff, you got some serious problems, Dom.
You really do, and this was actually, that what they call purple drink. That was actually something that Jamarcus Russell had an issue with too. So, in addition to the, lack of motivation, he dabbed in that kind of stuff.
How can you accuse Jamarcus Russell of not being motivated? He was the most motivated guy in the world. He could not wait to get to Wendy's.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Right?
You're right. You're right. I take it back. You're right.
Yeah.
I thought he was a Burger King guy, but Wendy's sounds right.
Yes, he was also a turd. And guess what? After filing for bankruptcy and cleaning up all his debts, he filed for bankruptcy, and so they waived all his debts and this and that. And then he takes the Raiders to court and he wins $6 million. So he got $6 million. He got 25 mil out of Al Davis. Is that credible or what?
It definitely is, because it's not only that he got that kind of money from the Raiders. You got to think of, he got that much money without really doing a whole lot. So the return on investment there for the Raiders, being the number one pick and the holdout and having to pay more money than what most normal number one picks get, it was just, that was really destined to fail from the beginning for the Raiders.
Worst number one pick in Raiders history, without a doubt.
Oh, hands down, I think he's up there with the worst number one picks, period.
Worse than Joe Barry Carroll, or Joe Barry Cares, when, of course, they took him instead of Kevin McHale, the Golden State Warriors did in the draft. Of course, McHale went off to become a Hall of Famer and a coach and all that kind of stuff. And Joe Barry Carroll got me fired from a radio station in Phoenix, Arizona, because he was practicing on the court at the American Airlines Arena. I didn't know they were practicing on the court. They were going live in the arena, and I talked about all his exploits and the fact that he was the laziest SOB on the team here in San Francisco, and he wouldn't run for balls, all this kind of stuff. And I said to him, is he paying you guys to play on the team or what? Well, guess what? He was down there and practicing on the court, so they fired me the next day, Dom.
Yeah, I can't quite blame them. I don't blame you for the criticism, but I can't blame them for wanting you gone.
In front of 15,000 fans! Ah, that's the way to go! Zach Attack, what's happening in Inglewood, California, baby? The hood.
Oh, I mean, the Rams. What more can you really say? The Rams are on fire right now. They got Todd Gurley. The quarterback situation. I don't think Case Keenum's going to start the whole season. I'm pretty sure they're going to slide Jared Goff in there at some point. And then we're going to see. There's a lot of excitement out here for the Rams. That's the heritage team of L.A. And I think people are really excited to see what goes on with the team.
This has really struck a nerve. This is sort of like the kid coming home, the kid that played baseball here in San Francisco and Willie Mays left and he came back. This is the grandest homecoming a franchise could ever have, because Los Angeles is the number two sports market in the country, if not the world, okay? And, of course, they don't have an NFL team. Then there were four teams last year trying to go to Los Angeles. Of course, the Rams ended up there. It doesn't look like anybody's going to Carson anytime soon. The San Diego Chargers are probably going to stay in San Diego. And, of course, the Oakland Raiders. Dominic, you think the Oakland Raiders will end up in Las Vegas?
I don't necessarily. I'll say this. I think maybe eventually they might And in the short term, I think it's got some ways to go. However, I will say the NHL giving Vegas an expansion team is a huge thing for the Raiders, because that means Vegas has gotten into the professional sports market. So I do think they have much better odds than when we talked about this, you know, a month or two ago, and I thought there was almost no chance. Now that the professional sports has gotten into Vegas, if that franchise does well, that's just hockey. Imagine if they get a football team, especially one with such history and tradition as the Raiders. I think that is huge. And you got to remember, as big of a deal as it is for the Rams coming back to LA, I think for the most part, LA is still a Raiders town. Imagine them. I think that may be the second best thing for Southern California, is the Raiders going to Vegas, because it's not SoCal, but it's a lot closer than the Bay, that's for sure.
Carson would be a great spot for the Raiders in.
I think it really would.
Well, that would be straight up. Of course, Los Angeles rocking and rolling now. They're playing at the Coliseum, right, Zach?
Yeah, the Coliseum, and the Rams actually used to play there back in the day. The Raiders going to Carson, it would be exciting, but people kind of forget that Carson touches Compton, so those games would be really rowdy out there.
Well, it could be. Hey, listen, they can't be any rowdier than the Raider games here in Oakland. Come on, I mean, you don't sit down there in the cheap seats in Oakland and say anything bad about the Raiders. They will just squash you.
Oh, I mean, they were bad when the Raiders were out here. There was a lot of violence in the stands. I was talking to someone the other day. They told me every Raider game they went to, there were fights on top of fights.
Okay, Dominic, with the USC being sold for $4.2 billion, I told you the Fertittas are going after a football team. They're trying to bring a football team to Vegas. And, of course, they're going to have all that kind of money, $4.2 billion. They could actually buy, if the Dallas Cowboys for sale, and, of course, if Forbes is correct in their asking price, and they were to go for $4 billion, they could actually buy the Dallas Cowboys and move them to Las Vegas. They're not going to do that. What I'm trying to say is the Fertitta is swinging that kind of money, and, of course, they've got Roger Ailes, and, of course, not Roger Ailes, the guy that owns Fox News. I can't think of the guy's name right now. Rupert Murdoch and a couple other big-time investors down there, the owner of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I can't think of his name. All these people are like major heavyweights in Las Vegas. Bob Arum, the boxing promoter, he's in there. The guy that owns the Mirage Hotel, he's in on this too. So all these, Steve Wynn, they're all coming together. They're going to make this happen. These guys represent billions and billions and billions of dollars. I think Steve Wynn's worth about $8 billion alone. And, of course, Fertitta's now getting $4 billion for the UFC. Man, there's a lot of money in Vegas. There's a football team going to Vegas. I think it's safe to say there will be a football team in Vegas. If this is 2016, by the start of the 2018 season, give me an under-over on that one, Dominic.
By 2018, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, no, definitely. It's going to be definitely over than that, yeah.
Okay, over than that. What about you, Zach?
I mean, they're going to be over, they're going to be under, they're going to be everywhere in Vegas. There's going to be all kinds of lines on Raiders games in the future, I would say. I don't know if it will be the Raiders, but I definitely think a team will move there, because there's just the gambling is that close. And you see these leagues embracing gambling more and more with the DraftKings and FanDuel and all that type of stuff.
I know, Dominic, how could the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA all shy away from gambling, this and that, and they've got this gambling going on 24/7 with these fantasy leagues? I mean, are they the most hypocritical guys on earth, or are they just looking the other way?
No, they're pretty close. And, you know, I've brought this up in the past where I'll be watching a basketball game and, you know, I see the ads for the center. So say it's the Timberwolves. I see the Target center signs. I see the Target ads. And then on the baselines, I see FanDuel. But I know that if, you know, a player were to be caught gambling, there'd be huge issues. We look no further than Pete Rose. Baseball, I don't know how many commercials, if you're watching a nationally televised game, that you see a DraftKings commercial where you can start your own players and free games and $2 games and $10 games and $100 games, no season-long commitment. But I'm watching the game and I see a giant FanDuel sign there right behind home in frame of the pitcher, every single shot. While knowing Pete Rose has been suspended and banned from baseball to an extent that's starting to be a little less harsh and strict, but I know that that's why he's not there. So you have to wonder, what if a guy plays FanDuel now? Is he going to get the same type of treatment as Pete Rose, or is it going to be one of those things where he's supporting MLB?
Good point. 2001, Pete Rose appeared on this show live. You are tuned to the Sports Overnight America. Johnny Talking to Those All-Stars, live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California, live on the West Coast. Open phone lines. Your prerogative, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline, live from San Francisco, California.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
We have done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He's recovering from an accident.
40 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Byline live from the city by the bay with a B, San Francisco, California. Of course, the Sports Byline studios. On the line, of course, from Southern California, my man Zach Attack Young, and of course, coming to us from his comfortable confines in Hillsborough, California, is the great Dominic Cadwalader. Man, straight up, we're talking Olympics, and besides turds being in the water, Dominic, tell me why I should watch the Olympics.
Oh, it's one of those things that because it happens every 4 years, you see the best of the best athletes from across the world. It's riveting, especially, you know, when you have things where there's that certain connotation that comes with it, you know, that the decathlon has the greatest athlete in the world for 4 years, and you know, the 100-meter dash, you've got the fastest man and woman alive. It's fun to watch, especially the things that don't necessarily take a lot of time. These quick things like sprints and the swimming races, those are really fun to watch for me.
Zach, I got to ask you, man, is Bruce Jenner at the Olympics or what?
I haven't heard any reports on that.
I think that would be really cool if he went to the Olympics. I mean, here's what's up. People laugh when I say this, okay? But I've met people in my life that were born women, and you knew it. and they had this gay gene in them, and they acted like they were feminine and this and that. And then later in life, they became gay, and it was not a big surprise. So I understand that. I understand how people be trapped inside bodies. And listen, it took a lot of balls for Bruce Jenner to do what he did and become Caitlyn Jenner. You and I, all three of us know that, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, she would definitely have an advantage.
Exactly. What I'm trying to say is, though, I think that she would be – she was at the Republican convention, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean.
She was at the Republican convention. They don't let trans people or gay people in there at all. I don't know how she got in there. Bottom line is, Dominic says that the Olympics are worth watching. I don't know. Tell me about these. Now, are we meddling? I think we won the first medal in like rifle shooting or something like that, right, Dominic?
Yeah. So the U.S. actually won the first gold medal of the games. Virginia Thrasher won the women's 10-meter air rifle competition, so they're on the board with the gold. That's been their only gold so far. They've got four silvers, so five total medals. They're tied with Japan, who seems to always be tied or be beating the U.S. in the early stages of the Olympics for total medals. But then usually towards the end of the Olympics, it's one of those things where Japan's best, you know, best sports usually are done after the first week and a half, and the U.S. takes over and just dominates that second half of the Olympics.
We're talking about the feces game, so also talk about the 2016 Olympics. Of course, the toxic water down there, and if you fall over while you're rowing, guess what? That stuff goes in your eyes. You can get bottom line is it's not too pretty. But of course, they are playing in Brazil. Dominic, do you think the eventual the result of the Olympics will be to bankrupt the entire country of Brazil? Do you think that, like, in a year from now, this country will be so bankrupt, as poor as hell now? It's got the world's worst ghettos just about in South America, for sure. So can it get any worse in Brazil?
I'm not sure. I think it can get worse, but there's so much political instability that it's really hard to really gauge whether the Olympics are going to help or hurt further than they already have. You have to wonder what all this infrastructure that they're putting in place, what they're going to do with it. I know that after the Beijing Olympics, there was some questions. Okay, you have all these elaborate buildings. Now, what do we do with it? Obviously, now China's been able to repurpose those venues. I think the main one is the Bird's Nest was the track and field place. And then you had the Cube, which was for the water events there. But yeah, it all depends on how stable Brazil's government can be moving forward. If they can stabilize things, then I think perhaps they can repurpose these, you know, the Olympic villages and repurpose them in a way to help Brazil. But until there's some stability up top, they've got no chance of Rio coming out long term for the better after the Olympics.
Zach, this Thrasher chick, she won this 10-meter shooting competition. Is shooting really part of the Olympics? Is this in the Olympics about athletic events?
Yeah, I mean, there is a skill to shooting.
Is it a sport?
If you could put curling as a sport, I think you could put shooting as a sport.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
It's about the same level of ability. I don't
even know. So when will the circle jerk become a sport?
I'm waiting on that.
I think that's probably something we could all meddle in, huh?
We'd have a good shot if we got the whole studio in. I think we'd have a good shot.
Dom, what has been the highlight thus far of the Olympics? I mean, the opening ceremonies, I watched some of that. It was a little ho-hum to me.
Yeah, I'm looking, you know, I've done plenty of research looking at what the professionals, the people that have seen tons of Olympic opening ceremonies are having
to
say. Yeah, and a lot of them are rather unimpressed, where it was a little slow. I mean, there were moments, of course, fantastic moments. Obviously, the Parade of Nations is always fun. The physical lighting of the torch is always fun. But everything kind of in between that, there was a lot left to be desired in terms of entertainment value, if you will. In terms of the actual games, you know, we were talking earlier, swimming's airing right now in over here in the U.S. on the West Coast. So we've got that. That's kind of the headline. Team USA basketball, the men defeated China by 57 points.
Well, time out. Big surprise there. You got the best players in the world playing a bunch of Chinese guys. Come on, man. Does that even sound fair to you? Does that sound fair to you? I'm going to say it again. If you were a college basketball player and you were playing, say, for Finland, you were in Finnish and you were good enough in Finland to make the Olympic team, and you go to the Olympics, you got to play Draymond Green and all these top stars of the NBA, Does that even remotely sound like amateur athletics to you, Dominic?
It's not, but these are pros that are playing against the U.S., so it is a little different in that regard. I mean, these guys that are playing for China, a couple of them have played in the NBA. I think China's best player is Yi Jian Lan. He was a top 10 pick for the Milwaukee Bucks less than 7 years ago. So these guys are very talented. It's just they don't have the same type of overall talent that the U.S. has. Now, if you look at a team like Argentina, they've got Luis Scola, who actually carried the team flag. You've got Manu Ginobili. If you go over to France, you've got Tony Parker and Boris Diaw. They're all of those guys have won championships with the Spurs. You go to Spain, they've got the Gasol brothers, Jose Calderon. So, I mean, there's plenty of talent. I was reading a thing. I think more than half of the teams there have NBA players on them. So it's not just the U.S. that is sending the best of the best that the country has to offer.
Okay, I'll say it again. The Olympics were never supposed to be about professional athletes. Anybody that got paid a dime was disqualified for amateur athletics. How can they change? How the hell can they change the rules halfway through the game?
Quite easily. It's money. Sponsors don't want to sponsor something when there's TV revenue to have. Would you rather watch a guy like Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Draymond Green, or some college basketball guys that nobody's ever heard of, especially globally? It's all about money and marketing. Nike wants to sponsor the guys that people are going to recognize when they see them on TV, not the random, it doesn't matter if he's an all-American college basketball player, he's not as marketable as the other guys.
Zach, did you happen to see a picture of Draymond Green's trunk?
Luckily, I've avoided that.
I mean, the guy's been offered $100,000 to do porno movies. Good luck on that one. I don't think the NBA is going to go with that, are they, Dominic?
Well, the NBA, I don't think they can really prevent Draymond from doing it. But with that contract he's got with the Warriors and him playing for Team USC, I think that's the last thing he's concerned about right now.
Okay, Carly Lloyd scored her 90th goal for the United States women's national team, of course, on Saturday in a 1-0 win over France. Of course, that's at the Summer Olympics, and outstanding. She's a midfielder. She finished off a save shot from Tobin Heath on 63 minutes in. The bottom line is he guided the team, and now it's 2-0. So they've beaten two teams. Are they favored to win it all, Dominic?
Yeah, they definitely are. I think this was a huge test for group play. France, also one of the other top teams in the nation, in the world, excuse me. And the U.S. is coming off of a World Cup gold medal, so, and it was a 3-0 thrashing against Japan, so I think they're definitely the favorites heading in. Hope Solo's playing phenomenally. She's got 2 shutouts in 2 games. Carly Lloyd's already making a huge impact. She's continuing her great run of form, so I think the women are definitely the favorites here in Rio.
Hey, Zach, man, they booed Miss Solo when they announced her the other night at the introduction. They booed her, man. I can't blame her. I mean, let's be honest. Hey, how about this one? I'm going to put a question to both you guys, okay? You guys are both young men in your 20s. Zach, you've already got a child, and Dominic, I think you're going to have children in the future, okay? If you were going to have a baby, if your wife was pregnant and she got bit by a mosquito and they said she had the Zika virus, which would Dominic, and you're a Catholic, would she have an abortion?
It would have to depend. Obviously, I don't know enough about...
Do you know what the Zika virus does? Well, it destroys the brain. In other words, if you live with Zika... The chances are you're going to be critically ill for the rest of your life, and it's going to cost between $1 million and $10 million per person to keep you alive for a couple of years as far as the Zika virus is concerned, if this goes and affects a child. Because, as I said earlier, children are being born in Brazil with heads 25% the size of a normal head. Would you really bring a child into the world like that? Evidently, Marco Rubio would, dickhead senator from Florida, said no women with the Zika virus, having the Zika virus, should be allowed to have abortions. Is this guy God or what, Zach?
I mean, it sounds like he is in his own mind. He's making that decision for all women.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. Speaking of all women, Donald Trump talked about a potential cabinet this week, and he said the only woman that could be in his cabinet possibly was Ivanka or whatever his daughter's, that skank daughter is. I mean, Dominic, does he know any other women besides his daughter?
I think he might know Hillary Clinton, but I don't think that would be very helpful for him. So, no, I'm going to say no, he doesn't.
Okay, straight up, we're talking Olympics, folks. Of course, the 2016 Olympics are just off and rolling down there in Rio de Janeiro. Now, the Olympics are going to last how long? How long, Dominic? When do they close up?
I want to say the end of August, towards the end of August. It's usually about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Let's talk right now. between you and I, three guys here. Scott Cuddy's on this side of the glass. Will there be will there be an act of terrorism at the Olympic Games this year, Zach?
I don't really see it happening. I mean, I hope not, because this would be catastrophic for it to be at the Olympic Games. I mean, who knows what that could trigger, but I would lean towards it not happening. I think the only terrorism will be found in the waters.
Because, you know, they are freaking out about a dirty bomb down there. I mean, a dirty bomb doesn't explode, per se, like a regular bomb. It just goes off, and there's radiation and all that kind of stuff in the air. You know, I mean, yikes. I mean, a dirty bomb is what the United States is freaking about all the time as far as here domestic safety is concerned, the Empire State Building, different airplanes, this and that. They think that a dirty bomb could just, like, wipe out an entire neighborhood, if not an entire city. So if they pull this off in the Olympic Village, Dominic, it could wipe out thousands of people, man.
I agree with you. I'm going to say that I don't believe that there will be anything. I think for the global event that would have had it, we would have seen something happen at the Euros earlier this summer.
Well, we've had stuff happen, but Paris is blowing up left and right. Every couple of weeks, something's going on over there.
And that's where I was getting to. You would have seen an attack at one of the games during the Euros because there's been so many unfortunate things happening in Europe, especially in France. So I think if you were to see a statement being made by any of these organizations, it would have been at the Euros. I think they might consider the Olympics, but I think it'll be okay. I think the Olympics will be fine.
Zach, four-time Golden Glove champion, San Francisco policeman, and I tell you, the 1996 Olympics, I didn't want to go there. I was afraid of a terrorist attack. Then a bomb went off and said to myself, yes, yes, yes. I was smart, okay? In the 2000 Olympics, I think they were in Australia, and I failed to go on that one. I had a TV assignment down there. I was scared, didn't want to go. Then the 2004 Games in Athens, Greece, I was scared to go there and watch Andre Ward, and guess what? Nothing happened. So the bottom line is Pedro was paranoid. Bottom line is Johnny Tacos a paranoid schizophrenic at times. Not really. We're talking soccer. We're talking NFL. We're talking golf. We're talking Major League Baseball. We're talking sports and social issues. Another hour and 5 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines. You can join myself and the gang. Talk about the All-Stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Menez. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Taking us to break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the West Coast, is the great Phil Collins.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here? The finalists for the Best Player in Europe award have been named. And guess what? Lionel Messi of Argentina is nowhere to be found. For the 2015-2016 season, all three players come from clubs in, of course, around Madrid. I'm talking about Real Madrid's Cristiano, the aforementioned Cristiano Ronaldo, and Gareth Bale. Of course, they join Atletico Madrid's Antoine and Griezmann. Of course, those three have been named. Who is the best player in all of soccer as far as Europe concerned? Dominic, you're a big soccer freak. Who is the best there?
Out of those guys, I got to go with Antoine Griezmann. He's probably the name people recognize the least, but he was absolutely fantastic this season and had an awesome showing at Euros, too.
So is Messi being dissed, not being mentioned here?
No, I don't think so. Messi missed more than a month with an injury this season. It was still a great season, but it wasn't a great season by Messi standards. So I think it's fair that he was left out there. I would have liked to have seen Luis Suarez, his Barcelona teammate, included over Gareth Bale, though.
Messi ended up coming fifth. I think fourth spot went to Luis Suarez of Barcelona as well. Zach, what is happening as far as the Los Angeles Dodgers going? You're going to talk a little baseball in hour number two, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, we got a lot to talk about. The Dodgers are hunting for that wild card spot. We'll see how they do.
Straight up, lots of things to talk about today in baseball history, folks. In 1956, the great Ted Williams, of course, Hall of Famer that he is, he was frozen after he was dead. Remember, he was fined $5,000 for spitting at fans in the stands. What a turd, huh? $5,000 back in 1956. That was a lot of money. This is Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco. Welcome to Johnny Taco's All-Stars. 1 hour is still to go here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. This is Sports Byline.